Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. Thanks go to Big Al for this one. We name him George Washington Wants Him Dead. George Washington has received an email that says he's dead and he wants revenge. Before that though, we have a song by Dean Friedman called Gone Fishing. That's all about scam emails and used to start off all our podcasts. I even got to interview him and it's fair to say he's a laid back fella. If you like the tune, check out more of his songs at deanfriedman.com. If you enjoyed the call, feel free to check out more of them, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out to scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the song and the call.
Got no worries, got no cares, I'm gonna be a millionaire. I got an email and it read, there was a revolution and the minister fled, left a small fortune in bonds and stocks, just sitting in a safety deposit box. And the only thing they need from me is a copy of my letterhead and my ID. Always might be leery, such a dubious query, but just like the fishes, I'm not suspicious. And you know the first thing I'm gonna do, I'm going fishing. That's right, I'm going fishing. Once I get my hands on all that dough, I'll pay back all the money that I owe. I got no worries, it's a wonderful day. I got an unbelievable deal bidding on eBay. It feels so nifty, I'm being thrifty. It's worth at least $1,000, I only pay 50. I sent my money order 7 months ago. I guess the mail in Uzbekistan is just a little slow. I tried to reach them on the telephone, but all I get is a message saying no one's home. Thanks to Barbara, we'll be back tomorrow. Kindly leave a message at the tone. We've gone fishing. We've gone fishing. We're waiting for some supper to take a bite. Let's not quibble, we'll settle for a nibble. I got no worries, I'm a lucky guy. I got an email from my bank, it said someone tried to access my account. But fortunately, security is paramount. All I've got to do to reactivate is enter my password to substantiate. And it feels really good to know that the bank is trying to keep an eye on my dough. I'm feeling kind of sunny, cause wouldn't it be funny if someone else had access to all my money? Fishing, I'm gone fishing. I wish I knew exactly who to thank. I hope the email was really from my bank. And next time you open up a strange email, if you find that it's enticing, take my advice. And if it has a funny smell, better check the URL. If it seems like balderdash, just toss the email in the trash. If you suspect deceit, well then, just hit delete. Schemers, scammers, spoofers and spammers, they're all gone fishing.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, who's on the line?
Yeah, this is George. Hey,
from
what's
where,
this,
man?
What's this email that you sent me asking me if I'm dead?
Okay, brother, yes. That's the information I got from someone trying to claim your phone. So please,
well,
if you're alive, thank God. So please, you have to step back. You have to get back to me with your information so that we can you can receive the phone, okay?
Wait a minute. I want to find out how did you find out I was dead?
No. Someone came with information that we should release the phone to him that you are dead. Then that's why I sent you the email to confirm from you. But thank God that you are alive. So you have to send me your information, complete back information. Home address and phone number where you intend to receive the fund. Then the fund will be released to you.
Wait a minute. What fund? What's all this money? Where did this all come from?
Oh, you're supposed to know. You're supposed to know. I'm just appointed to release the fund to you. So you're supposed to know your past dealings in Nigeria. So that is the fund I'm about to release to you, 15.5 million. So send me an email, please.
No. Who said I was dead?
One man from Switzerland. His name
from
is Roberto.
from Switzerland. I don't know anybody from Switzerland.
Okay, okay. So it was, he tried to claim that he's your next of king. So he's a criminal. We will get him arrested. So get back to me with your bank information, your full name.
Can you send me his information? Because I want to make sure that I get him arrested.
No. We will do that. We will do that. We will track him down. We will do that ourselves. That is our duty. So send me your information, complete information, where you tend to receive the phone, the bank account, a copy of your ID, your home or office address. Then we'll proceed on to get the phone immediately that proof is gotten. The phone will be released to you.
But wait a minute here. I've got some questions I want to ask you. I want to find out who this person is in Switzerland. What is his name? Or her name? I don't care. What is the person's name in Switzerland?
His name is Roboto.
Yeah? What's his last name?
Boschi, Roboto Boschi. He was claiming that he's related to you, that he's your next of king. That's why I contacted you to confirm from you. But I will get him arrested. Leave that job for me. I'll give you an appointment to come tomorrow, so as soon as we come with his Nigerian partner, we'll get them arrested. So just get back to me with your information, then I will release the phone to you. Don't bother yourself about it. Okay?
Do you have this guy's address?
I said leave that one for, I don't want to disclose that one now for security reasons. I cannot disclose it to you where I am now. So
I want to know if you got this guy's address, because I'm hoping that you're going to go there and kill the guy.
That shall not kill. I said leave that my job. I will get it.
Okay, so
just comply
so
with me and receive the phone. Okay.
And you'll kill him for me?
Oh no, I cannot kill. God have commanded us not to kill. We don't kill. We don't commit.
Why can't you kill him for me?
No. I don't do that. I cannot do that. We praise the law of the land. We can praise the law of the land.
This guy's a thief. He's not living by the laws of the land. He can die by the laws of the land.
He will be sentenced. He will be sentenced to prison. So I'm not. We don't kill.
How much money would I have to pay you in order to get him killed?
No, please. I don't do that. Don't get me wrong. I cannot do that.
He said I was dead. How about $10,000? Would that be enough to get him killed?
How much?
$10,000.
My friend, I've told you I don't do that. I cannot get myself involved in such thing. I cannot create somebody, so I cannot destroy somebody. So if you're interested in receiving your phone, get back to me with your information, please.
Can you kill him for $20,000?
I said I cannot do that, even for $200 billion. Dollars, I cannot do that.
$200 billion? Wow, I don't have $200 billion. Do you know somebody who can kill him?
Please, I don't know. We don't do that here. Please, I'm a Christian. I'm a born again Christian. We cannot do that.
I thought you were going to take care of this. You're a Christian. I see. How long have you been a Christian? Do you know anybody who's not a Christian?
I don't know, please. You can check for yourself. I don't know. I deal with Christians. I'm a God-fearing person. So if you're interested in receiving the phone, you get back to me. But if you're interested in killing, you can go somewhere else, please. Okay?
Okay, well, as long as I'm talking to a Christian, do you sing in your church?
What?
Do you sing in your church? Do you sing hymns?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yeah, what's this?
Yes, this is George again. I think the line dropped. I wanted to ask you some more questions.
What is your name?
My name's George.
George what?
George Washington.
From where?
From the USA. I still have some questions for you. Why can't you get this guy? My number is showing up just fine. What's wrong with you?
Your number is not showing.
I want to know why you can't get this scammer killed, this person that's trying to steal the money. Why can't you do this? You said that you would take care of this.
Yeah, I will take care of everything. We cannot get away. We cannot do that, what you want me to do. But if you are interested in receiving your phone, I will help you to get it. But it will only cost you $450 US.
$450 US to get him killed? You said you couldn't do it for $20 billion.
To get the phone released to you, but for what you want, we don't do that. We don't do that, please. I cannot get myself there.
Are you going to be able to give me his address so that I can find somebody who can kill him?
Okay, if you're interested in that, then get back to me. Send me an email.
I've been sending you emails.
You said what?
I've been sending you emails. Why have you not been receiving them? Have you checked your spam folder?
Send me an email, then if you want that, then I will tell you what to do. I will tell you what to do. I will advise you on what to do. So as soon as
I'll tell you what. I'll send you another email, but I want this guy's address, okay? Can you give me this guy's address over the phone? I want it right now because I want to do something about it tomorrow.
If you have some money, no problem. I can help you, but you send the money, then I can get people that...
No. This is you acting in good faith. You're going to give me this guy's address in Switzerland so that I can start working on it.
I cannot give you that address. That's the piece of my work.
You need to prove to me that you have this guy's address, or I'm not going to send you an email and I'm not going to send you any money. I need his address.
If you cannot comply with my social, it's of no use. Okay.
Well, what do you mean? I'm of much use, but I just want some proof that you know this guy's address.
I'm with you. I'm hearing you. You don't give me condition. It's me that contacted you. So if you want to comply with me, then I will help you. But if you don't need my help, then you can go somewhere else, please. All right.
I see. So you're not going to give me his address then. Hello.
I cannot do that, please.
Well, why can't you do that? I think you should be able to do that.
It's not my responsibility to do that. I'm not a security agent. I cannot do that. If you want to get what belongs to you, I will help you to. I'll deliver it to you. But if you're seeking for another thing, then you can go somewhere else, please.
I see. And you said that you're a Christian, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess can I ask you a question about being a Christian?
You yourself, are you a Christian?
Quasi-Christian. I'm not in the mainstream. But we sing at our church. Yeah, we sing at our church.
Okay. Since you go to church, you're supposed to know that God is real. And God's commandments should be kept. So, that is it.
And can you quote me God's commandments?
What?
Would you quote me God's commandments? I want to make sure we're talking to the same God.
My friend, yeah. I'm not interested in all the things you are saying. I've told you that my duty is to, as I contacted you, I told you what to do. If you are ready to do it, then I will help you to get what belongs to you, relates to you. But if you are seeking for the other way around, I cannot help you, please. It's of no use wasting our time. Okay?
Can I ask you another question?
I'm a Christian, and I can't go contrary to my belief.
Okay. Can you answer me this then? Is one of God's commandments, thou shalt not steal?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask you this question then? What does your mom think about you being a scammer?
What?
What does your mom think about you being a scammer?
I don't know what you're talking about, Mama.
You're saying that you're not a scammer, that you don't steal people's money?
Yes.
Yes, you're a scammer, or yes, you're not stealing people's money?
I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, I, I think you do know what I'm talking about. I think that you.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think you send people emails and ask them to send you $450, so to prove that they're not dead, and then you just keep their money. You steal their money. What does God and your mother think about you being a thief?
Have you experienced such thing before?
Say again?
I said, have you experienced such thing before, or you are just saying?
Have I been scammed? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been scammed, but I gotta wonder why you would be a scammer when you say you're a good Christian, when you know that one of God's biggest commandments is thou shalt not steal. Can you explain that to me?
Okay, anytime you are ready, you can call me, because I'm right away. So
you're okay with going to hell because you steal people's money, I take it?
I don't know what you're talking about, my friend. I don't know where you got that expression from. I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never heard of hell, where people that go against God's commandments go to after they die?
Oh,
they don't go to heaven?
I know. There is such thing. I've heard about it. We teach that.
So you're okay with going to hell when you die because you've been stealing people's money?
Okay, I will get back to you. I'll call you back, okay?
Oh, you're going to call me back. Oh, okay. I bet he doesn't call me back because he doesn't have your number.